Let's just see Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I'll be reading very quickly. Let's read together. It says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we see from the very beginning that God's intention was for man to be in his image, right? But very quickly, let's go to Hebrews 1. Book of Hebrews chapter 1. We'll be reading verse 1 to 3. Let's do that very quickly. Hebrews 1, verse 1 to 3. Says God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it always excites me. When there's a way that Paul always writes, whenever he writes, whether he's talking about conduct, whether he's giving instruction, he will never cease to go back to the fact that we have been redeemed, we have been purged, we have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it gives me joy every single time I see it. But right here we see that the image of God that God was talking about from the beginning is who? Is Christ, right? So God saying that he wants man in his image, he's saying that he wants man to be in Christ, right? Hallelujah. Okay, let's see Colossians 1. 15 very quickly. Colossians 1, verse 15. It says, "Who is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of every creature?" This is further affirming the fact that Jesus is the image of God that he wants man to be in, right? Okay, let's see 2 Corinthians. Finally, 2 Corinthians 5. Okay, we'll read from 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation." Okay, verse 20. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God is beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Hallelujah. Okay, so God made provision for man to be in his image, right? And now that he made that provision in Christ Jesus, that whoever is in him is a new creature, right? And then he gave us this ministry to let others know. So when we receive it, we become the image of God, right? In Christ Jesus. And then we take this message to others. Hallelujah. So today we're going to be singing and reminding ourselves of this reality, that now as we have received Christ, we have become his image, and we take this message to others. We remind ourselves of the fact that this has been the intention of God from the beginning, and now we are in it, and we will make sure that this process continues by taking it to the world. Hallelujah.
Unchanging is our God. Eternal is his will. He cannot change, nor lie, nor fail. He's made known his will for man. Is Jesus yesterday, today? Is Jesus forever?
Let's do it again.
Unchanging is our God. Eternal is his will. He cannot change, nor lie. Yeah.
energy. This is why we labor. This is why we spend time on the training of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
My eternal devotion. Yesterday, today, is Jesus forever.
It's Jesus yesterday.
Who
cause the continuity of this ministry? Yesterday, today, forever, days from now, days from now, it will outlive us. Hallelujah.
Jesus, yesterday, today.
Oh Lord, we are found faithful. We are faithful men. We are faithful men. We are faithful stewards. We stay true to doctrine. We stay true to teaching. We stay true to doctrine. To the training of the Spirit forever. No additions. No additions. No entertainment. No frivolity. The word and the Spirit forever. The word and the Spirit forever.
In Jesus forever.
Oh,
oh, oh. In Jesus yesterday, today. In Jesus forever.
The learning in my mind. The message on my lips. My eternal devotion. Jesus yesterday, today, is Jesus forever.
Come on, pray in this life, pray in this life. We continue in this forever. We continue here forever. Despite tribulations and trials, prosperity, riches or poverty, lack or plenty, health or sickness, we stay on this. We stay on this. Whether we lose friends, we lose families, whether we stand alone, we stand on this gospel. Even if no one joins us, even if we are in a strange land where there is nobody to watch over us, even when there is nobody watching our back, even when it seems like all is falling down, even if everything else in our life drops to zero, the ministry of Jesus remains top-notch forever. We stay strong in this. We stand strong and perfect in God's will. We stay strong in ministry. Hey, we are forever fathers.
Oh, sing in the Spirit. It's Jesus forever. So Jesus forever.